What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Kyle, and right now I'm just gonna be doing a podcast just to get my mind off of some things. You know, so many things has been happening this past since I made a podcast with Jonathan. But this podcast is just gonna be short. It's just gonna be about me talking about pretty much what I'm going through, how my mental state's going, and pretty much some thoughts that I had because some stuff I heard. I mean, it's nothing's negative. If you ask me, like, I'm not going to be speaking bad on anyone. I'm just going to be evaluating about what's been on my head so far. So, just enjoy this episode. So, yeah, let's get into it. Before we kick this episode off, I want to thank my sponsor, Kalua Necklaces. Man, they about to drop some Halo Halo hoodies, Buko Pandan hoodies, alongside with the necklaces that match those hoodies. It's going to be awesome. They already dropped the Ube necklace, and they're also doing reservations for the Ube hoodie. So, yeah. So, shout out to them. It's been so cool being your sponsor. And Kalua, man. KaluaNecklaces.com. That's the website. So, yeah. Let's get into the episode. All right. What's up, y'all? So, I'm recording this in my garage since my studio got taken down. But, so, the first, I guess, thing I want to talk about was the prom, Zoom prom, and we went to this very emotional, section of it, of everyone just pretty much thanking everyone, thanking each other, and talking about the good times, and pretty much just saying how you are as a person, and how much they appreciate you as a person. I said person twice, but whatever. So Claudine, she's a good friend. She's cool. She told me something that kind of hit home, but it's not like not a bad thing that it hit home. It's like a good thing because, in my opinion, it's true. She told me, we were supposed to be prince and princess for Sinkyo for the Asian festival, right? But she also said something that, you know, like, I don't know why, I don't want to roast you or anything, but I always have to go up to you, talk to you. So what she meant by that was I don't go up to her to say hi. So that kind of hit home. That kind of it hurt because I could have done so many things or open up so many opportunities if it were for me to do what she said, which is to actually approach someone first and spark a conversation. There's so many things that I thought of immediately, and then Nevaeh came in saying, obviously she was like, yeah, I know. And the first thing that came to mind was someone in that call, and I was like, damn, like, what if that was, I think that was my problem. I have that problem where so many things happened in the past to where it shaped me and it just scarred me to where I just feel like everything's a trap. I don't want to risk anything anymore because of what has happened in the past. That's my toxic trait. I've been sticking with the past. And it's just bad, if you ask me. Like, it's not, what she said wasn't criticism, it was just, like, for me to realize what's actually, what I'm doing that's, everyone sees, but I don't, I never saw that until someone told me, until she told me, and, man, it's just tough speaking on this, topic, right, but, there's so many things that would have happened differently if I just walked up to that person a lot more, and I don't know if she would be listening to this or whatever, but I just want to tell her I'm sorry. I'm sorry for giving you mixed emotions, mixed feelings, because to this day, it's bad confessing this, especially when I already have a significant other, but as I'm just sorry that I never, even though in my perspective, I had so much feelings for you, I just didn't know how to show it to you. And that's just coming from my heart. Because in my eyes, I was like, I didn't really put it as a priority. But when I thought about how it would have ended out, it hurts, especially with how my senior year has been going. Damn. It's just how it's been going so far. The winter ball, my winter ball, it was horrible. And my junior year winter ball, that was something else. That was the best. But senior year winter ball, thank God it rained, because I was just out of it. I was just so sad that day. I was just sitting out in the rain, thinking about what could have been, you know? But, I mean, it is what it is. I just gotta accept it, and also accept this new chapter that I have to be going through after quarantine, and technically I graduated. It's just tough to get back on the topic. I know I told you twice. I told you in my sophomore year. No, I told you my junior year, but that time you were talking to someone. And, you know, we were like, it's all good. We stay friends, right? And then I told you around July, the summer of my senior year and the summer of your junior year. And I didn't know you were talking to someone. And I found out by that the party we went to. Well, I think I found out beforehand because you posted a... Oh, I don't know. Damn. but... yeah, but when I think you noticed, because when I gave you your phone, I was like, hey, someone sent you a message. And I said it in, like, a pissed off way. And I just remember sitting there in the living room of the party, while everyone was singing. Everyone was in the other room playing on the consoles. I was just thinking to myself, damn, I blew this one again. And when I could look back at it, it's because of the problem Claudine told me, which was they always have to approach me first for them to talk to me. And every single time I've been, every single day, well, it's been 2 days, but it's only been 2 days, but it's just been on my mind ever since. Like, knowing if, it's just full of what ifs now at this point. What if I went up to you and told you in person how I felt? What if... What if I just called you once just to tell you? What if I never waited for you to text me first? What if, right? It's just what ifs. It's never going to be a remember when I called you first, remember when I approached you first. No, it's not going to be like that. It's going to be what if, which hurts more, because it could have happened, but it never did. That's just what hurts me, you know? Like, so when she told that, and then I got Nevaeh's response, I'm gonna lie, she had every right to react like that, because it's true. And in her voice when she said that, it kind of had a tone to where, since she was since All right, sorry for cutting out. I had to stop the recording real quick. where was I? So at the when the video was like, yeah, I was it had she had a tone that I had a chance. I had a chance, bro. Cause the whole time that, well, until to this day, I always thought I had a chance when. I always thought I never had a chance, cause, what got to my head was, there's so many other guys that are so much better. Why would she want to pick me, right? What's the point? If she can get someone better, she can. But one thing that it's always in my head was I know what's best. And what's best is just to, it's just for her to be happy. That's, I would rather see someone happy than to see myself happy. I put my happiness in the caboose. I put it last. So when I see someone happy, I just have a sense of safety that they're fine, that they're okay. But I never check myself. Sometimes I'll catch myself lacking, and then all of a sudden I'm on the corner of my bed just thinking, why? Why are you putting your happiness first? Or why are you putting your happiness last? I thought you were supposed to take care of yourself first before you take care of someone else. But that's just not me in my case. So to continue, well, I don't even know if she's listening to this, but if she is, then bless the Lord. I just want to tell you I'm sorry again. Sorry from the bottom of my heart that I gave you so much mixed feelings and emotions. It's not even, I can't even laugh about it. I can't even think like I did the right thing. I can't say that because I know I didn't. I didn't do the right thing. I should have communicated so much better. And going to the end of my high school career, it's just, that's just the one thing that haunts me, was that it could have happened, but I just didn't put in the effort. Don't get me wrong. I still have some mixed feelings about it too. Like, I had this mentality where if she ain't showing any effort, why should I show any effort as well? Right? But when I also think about it, there's a stereotype of men where we have to do it. Like, we have to go chase them, but I don't know, I can't even talk. But yeah, if ever you are listening to this, you already know who you are. It's very obvious how I'm talking and how I'm talking, like, pretty much the story I just said, point directs to. It just hurts. I don't know if you noticed. Well, hopefully you didn't, because I hope it didn't kill your mood. But in winter ball, I was just hanging out with my friends. Well, our friends. And I started looking around, started people watching. Looking around the corners, looking around the pillars of the event, like the walls. And it went to you. And just like in that one Bruno Mars song that you told me to sing back in someone's birthday party, you just told me to sing with you. It was, this lyric directly applies to it. But she's dancing with another man. Yeah, when I saw that, that's how I know it was just my time to give up. Not on life, don't get me wrong, but even though it's as much feeling that I don't want to say had, I have. I still do. But how do you say this? I just wanted to give up because I just saw that my effort, no wait, I didn't even put in any effort, to be honest with you. Even though I dropped off food at your house, I was just shy, bro. I can laugh about that because I still am. I don't know what's with me. Just being really honest with you. I don't know what's with me. Almost 18 years in this life, man. I still don't know what's with me. I haven't even learned about myself as much as I need to. I'm sorry if this sounds like a dry episode to some random viewer listening to this, but I just need somewhere to let my thoughts out. But that's what kind of got to me, was when I looked around the room and I saw that. I saw, she's watching you with another guy. And knowing that you're happy with me, at the same time, it gave me a sense of relief knowing that you're happy. But if I were to give my honest, brutal truth about it, I was pissed. I just felt my heart shatter to a million pieces. I left Winter Ball early because of the same reason. I just didn't want to be there no more. Because so many thoughts were in my head that were negative, that I just couldn't vibe with the whole event. It wasn't like junior year where all I knew in that event was just to dance. That's all I did with John, Isaiah, Linus, so many. We had a whole group. It was crazy. But getting back to the topic, but Winter Ball was just bad. And it was for that reason. Right? Because I don't even know how you put this. A good friend of me, I told him about my situation a while ago. And I told him that, hey, I've been having feelings for the same person since my sophomore year. And I'm barely getting to my senior year. And it never left. How do I get rid of this? And what my friend told me was, well, it sounds like you've gone attached to that person, that you can't really find no one better. That's your ideal standard. I'm not saying that I have a standard. Everyone is beautiful in their own way, but how she said it, it was like, everything's off the dome right now, man. Like, when she said that you've grown to a long-term attachment with that person, that it would take so long. It would take a closure. It would take closure, so many other factors to get rid of it. Because, don't get me wrong, when I spend time not seeing you, like per se, maybe a week, some of it rubs off because I don't have any communication with you. And again, going back to what Claudine said, I wasn't bold enough to reach out first. But, but really, when I think about it now, I just lost track. I'm gonna stop the segment real quick. I'm gonna cut the audio right now, and I'm gonna try and get back on track. Well, I kind of thought of what I said before. It was on the topic of being bold to reach out to you first, but I never did. Like those feelings, it kind of comes off. But the first second, the first minute, either I get something from you, like a notification, a message, or I see you at school after a while, just hearing your voice for a second, it just all comes back. That sounds kind of corny. That kind of do. It sounds kind of weird, but it all just comes back. Like, everything comes back. What I have felt for you ever since my sophomore year has grown stronger and stronger ever since, and I just can't find a way to get rid of it. But when I think about it now, I'm just glad you're happy. I'm glad you're happy. But it's just a thought of if I were to just go back in time, do all the things I never did, my world would be so different. My life would be so different. I'm not even gonna lie, it would be different. Because having someone by your side just supporting you, it motivates you to become the best person you are. And I know that you don't need anyone to become the best person you are. But I'm just running out of motivation for myself. I believe in myself, but I don't know my limits. I don't know my limits at all. At times when around July, like after a day or a week after the party, Dasha started coming in like, hey, is it because of how I look? Is it because of how I act? Or is it just because of who I am in general? What I wanted to know as well was, what's one thing that he possesses that I don't? Don't get me wrong. when you match up physically, bro, he's off the charts, man. He's great. But what I want to know, what was the one thing? Because it just hurts thinking about. We would have happened, but it never did. But I don't want to say it's gonna stick with me for a very, very long time, but it's gonna be with me for a while. And whether it would take me moving states to get rid of it, alright, I'm gonna go to another topic, but I just want to thank Claudine again for saying that, because I never thought about that about myself. I never thought about that. I always thought about, yo, why can't she just like message me first? Why can't she just go up to me? But after she said that, yeah, Well, I mean, to go kind of slide from this, I don't know if it's sad for y'all, but it's pretty damn sad for me. To kind of lighten up the mood when Neville was like, he's just shy. And I said some stuff that was straight off my head, and I just acted on my emotions during that time. I said, I blame my past. I don't blame, I don't blame my recent past. Not my recent. I blame the past, like around sophomore year, freshman year. Freshman year, I kind of blame that past because it just kind of ruined everything for me. I just had a mentality that I'm no good for anyone. I'm not good enough. It just doesn't matter no more. That's what I thought. Freshman and sophomore year, I got off. I started standing up for myself. I started standing on my own 2 feet. But what hurts the most is when you see someone you adore, someone you love, not be happy with you, not tell you, not express it, and you only had to catch them in the act just for you to find out. That one left a scar, a deep scar. That was like the very first time I ever felt something so painful. And junior, I don't really blame junior. All I was trying to do in junior was to have fun and make new as much new close friends as possible. And I'm glad that happened to the both of us. When I, yeah, but sophomore year, man, I always see movies that getting cheated on was, it looked bad. But when it happens to you, like in real life, that just makes you question your being on Earth. I went through a phase where every single day I was going to school and I was just praying to God that show me a sign that I belong here. Show me a sign that I'm worth living. And then I got, and then even though I met you in middle school, well, I got closer to you. And I learned that there's so much more to life than to just than just worrying about the things that happened in the past. I never took that advice that I put a note to myself about living in the past because I still do. I never listened to my speech. I never listened to my own advice. I never listened to my own advice. I give so much good advice to my friends, but I never take my own advice. I never do it. But sophomore year, just well, shout out to Nevaeh too. It was Nevaeh, you. Why am I saying you? It's not like she's gonna listen to this, but you get the point. It was like you, Nevaeh, and I think it was Alyssa. Yeah, all you guys had to do was just say my name, and I turned around pretending to be like, "Hey, bro, what's up?" And you guys would just laugh. That was awesome. And I kind of noticed that you had some sort of, I don't know, I'm not even good at assumptions. I assume you kind of had feeling. But I doubted myself in saying, nah, she's just nice. I've been knowing her since middle school. She's just nice. She's just being really nice. And I never thought anything other but it. But what was happening with me was, that's when my feelings started developing more and more and more, to where that one horrible picture of me with you and Nevaeh, man, I kept looking at that picture like during the summer, and I was like, damn, why I look like that? Like, bro. And I remember like junior, we were like, we gotta recreate that picture. We got to recreate that picture. And it was like the last day of school. We went to a Panda, I think. We just played Uno with my boy Blanco. That's the homie. And I had so much, there were so many opportunities I could have just taken there. I could have just talked to you more. I could have, when we were waiting in line for graduation, well, not us, we were just celebrating Louis and Israel. We just wanted to see them. We just, I had so many chances, but I never saw them until now. I know it's bad to talk on this right now because obviously we both have someone to lean on and vent, but this topic, it's just been hanging with me for so long. I know a podcast wouldn't solve it, but it would take off 10%. That's going to help enough. Sorry. How do you say this? So, I had so many chances, right? But I never took them. And that's when you regret not taking chances is when it's always too late. And that happened to me in Winter Ball this year. I can't even, well, not even Winter Ball. It was a lot earlier. It was around homecoming week. I ran for King. And when we were practicing the dance, I would just stop and stare at you and him. And my partner was just telling me to focus. I don't think she asked me why, like, what's wrong. But I told her in Winter Ball when she asked me what was wrong. But pretty much every time I looked up and saw you two, pieces of me just broke. And the pieces that were already broken broke even more. That hurt a lot. I know I got support from you and I got support from a lot of people, but just then I go back. Oh, I'm gonna go back even more to when I to when I started a YouTube channel. And you were the one that made up that idea. You made up that idea. I remember I messaged you on Snapchat and you were like, you should just do a vlogging channel. I was like, really? Alright, I'll do it. And you've been one of the biggest supporters to that channel to this day. Yeah. Alright. So, I don't know how long I've been talking. It's probably been too long. I've been talking for too long. Yeah. Again, I just want to tell you, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I had to come to this. I don't know if I'll ever have a chance again. I don't know if I'll ever win your heart. I don't know if you'll ever have the same feelings as I do. But I just want to say that I'm sorry. As much as it pains me to see or go to school every single day with the thought of you holding another one's hand because of me not showing enough effort, sorry. The only excuse I have was I don't know how to do this. I don't know how this works. I don't know how feelings work. I don't know how you're supposed to show feelings. I don't know. I'm so new to this. I don't even know. So many people are good at it. because I don't want to say they were lucky, but they were just for, that's the same thing. Some people have that experience ever since middle school. But for me, growing up and having I don't want to say stereotype, or having people that are related to you judge you for your decisions in school, such as getting into a relationship, they will just criticize you. And I did not want that I don't want that to happen to me. But when I opened up to my parents about it, that's when I started saying I should have told them earlier. Because it's too late now. I'm sorry. Again, I'm sorry. That's all I can tell you. It's just I'm sorry. That's just the only thing I can tell you, because I don't know how else. Alright. I'm going to kind of cut this off. I'm going to go to segment 2 after I recollect myself. Thank you for listening through this. It's your boy Kyle. Alright, we're going to go to the second segment, which is... Alright. Well, it's going to be all revolving around the Zoom prom, the call that we had. Another one that hit me the most was when one of my best guy friends, Kainoa, when he said, "You are one of the best guy friends I've ever had because you accepted me for who I am." And many guy friends that I've had the past years never accepted me. And when he told me that, that hit. Like, I impacted someone's life. I helped them. But yeah, shout out to him, man. Shout out to Kainoa. He's one of the real ones. And he was like, "I remember when you would message me in the middle of the night asking for relationship advice." Because it was about the same person I was just talking about. I would message him saying, "Dude, I need help. you're close to her. I need help." But it didn't go to my favor, obviously. But yeah, I just needed to share that out. And I know it was a short segment, but I mean, I guess that's just one way to lighten up the mood, right? Yeah. So, before I wrap this up, I just want to give a big shout out again to my sponsor, Kalua Necklaces. Shop online, buy their necklaces. I might have a discount code, but I don't know. I have to talk to them about it. But yeah, they got some new merch coming out in the future. They already dropped the Ube necklace, and they're about to drop the Ube hoodie. But there's also reservations for that as well. So, this is your boy. It's your boy. Still alive. Stay home. Stay safe. Wear a mask if you go outside. And also wear gloves, because you don't know who be touching groceries all over the place. So, yeah, that's my podcast, y'all. Hope you guys just have a great night. Bye.